International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Acts 14:22. Establishing the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. 28:31. Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, unhindered. Instead of being frustrations, the tribulations are the way that ushers us into the kingdom. Today we are on the way to enter into the kingdom of God as our destination. The more we go on, the more the kingdom of God is developed among us. The kingdom of God in the sense of life is actually Christ Himself as the seed of life sown into His believers, God's chosen people, and developing into a realm in which God may rule as His kingdom in His divine life. Its entrance is regeneration, and its development is the believer's growth in the divine life. It is the church life today in which the faithful believers live, and it will develop into the coming kingdom as an inheritance reward to the overcoming saints in the millennium. Eventually, it will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the eternal kingdom of God, an eternal realm of the eternal blessing of God's eternal life for all God's redeemed to enjoy in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. Today's reading. The whole world opposes the entering of God's people into the full enjoyment of Christ as the kingdom. Judaism, for example, has been usurped and utilized by Satan to frustrate the believers from entering this enjoyment. Throughout the centuries, other forms of religion, Catholicism, Protestantism, and Islam, have also been used by God's enemy to keep God's people from entering into the full enjoyment of the all-inclusive Christ as the kingdom of God. In the light of what we have seen concerning the kingdom of God, let us now come back to Acts 14 and ask if the disciples whom Paul was exhorting had entered into the realm of the full enjoyment of Christ as the kingdom of God. No, those believers had not yet entered into that enjoyment, they were still on the way. Therefore, Paul charged them to enter into the realm of the full enjoyment of the resurrected and ascended Christ as the kingdom of God. Here he seemed to be saying, I have preached to you the resurrected Christ as the holy and faithful things, as the grace of God, as eternal life, and even as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit. The full enjoyment of grace, eternal life, and the Spirit is a realm, and this realm is God's kingdom. You have not yet entered into this realm, you are on the way. Therefore, I exhort you through many tribulations to enter into the kingdom of God. You should expect opposition and be prepared for it. You will face much tribulation. But through all these tribulations you must endeavor to enter into the realm of the full enjoyment of the resurrected and ascended Christ as the kingdom of God. When you have the enjoyment of such a Christ, you will be under the divine rule. Then you will become the kingdom of God, which is the proper church life. Our ministry is to propagate the resurrected Christ as God's kingdom. But today every city is the kingdom of the devil. Hence, the prevailing ministry for the propagation of Christ is a fighting, a battle, for God's kingdom. The whole earth is the kingdom of darkness. If our ministry is truly prevailing, there is bound to be opposition. We all need to realize that a battle is raging between God and Satan. Therefore, we need to be certain that whatever we do is absolutely on the side of the kingdom of God and that nothing is involved with the kingdom of darkness. If we carry on a prevailing ministry, eventually, we will be attacked. However, instead of being dismayed by this, we, like Paul, should be encouraged. This is the end of today's morning revival.